96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. That isn't exactly what you would call holiday theme music, but it is arguably the anthem for businesses, big and small. And tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, a day promoted to boost the economic engine of America. We're talking about small businesses tonight, what tomorrow means for them, and how you might be able to own your own. My guests are Stacy Banks, president of Lee's Flower and Card Shop right here in D.C., David Harrington, president of the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce, and Eugene Cornelius, a deputy associate administrator with the Small Business Administration. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have a question or comment about Small Business Saturday, joining the ranks of small business owners, give us a call. We've got a lot of brain power sitting here at the table. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let me first talk to Stacy. Lee's Flower Shop, 70 years old?
Yes, golly. 1945.
1945. You were not there.
No. third generation, my grandparents, William and Winifred Lee, founded the business in 1945.
It's amazing to me that this business, I'm familiar with Lee's Flower Shop when I was a teenager and even after college. But it is still considered a small business. How many employees?
We currently have about 10 employees.
Okay. Yeah. How have you survived so long when there's been so much competition, mergers, and big flower companies, and you're right there in the heart of U Street, and there have been so many changes as well?
I'm going to credit it with my grandparents and their perseverance in business and teaching us, my dad, Rick Lee, and my sister and I, just passing down their business acumen and their way of doing business. They had a lot of integrity, and we try to give people the value for their money and in our flowers. So I would say that I credit them with teaching us their business sense, and also I'm a graduate of Howard University School of Business.
Okay, that explains it. Okay, you should have started off with that. But tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. For you, is that a significant day, considering how long you've been in business, or does it really matter? And if so, how so?
I'm going to say it is. In 2010, when I first started hearing about Small Business Saturday, or I first started hearing it promoted, we went all out for Small Business Saturday, and we had a trickling of customers. And then over the years, I've seen it advertised by different American Express has really been pushing it with commercials and on TV and Facebook. And so gradually, we've seen an increase. We've also done things like we're having live entertainment tomorrow. We invited other small businesses, local artisans to come in and display and sell their wares. So we're also promoting other small businesses.
And partnering with them
to increase their sales as well as increase the foot traffic into the shop.
Eugene, let me ask you from the Small Business Administration's perspective, what does tomorrow mean when you're looking at the broader picture? I started off saying that small businesses are considered the economic engine of America.
Well, it's
is huge. Small mm-hmm. business is big business. Two-thirds of all the net jobs created in the last 5 years were created by small business in the private sector. So when you're talking about supporting small businesses, you're not only talking about supporting the business, you're talking about supporting job creation. Mm-hmm. You're talking about supporting communities and advancing culture. And we all know that when you expand small businesses, people tend to hire people who look and feel like them. So the likelihood of supporting small businesses, and particularly African-American small businesses or any minority small businesses, means more minorities are employed, which brings down unemployment. And as far as Saturday, it is significant, and I thank you for pointing out the difference in the 4 years. Just last year, on Saturday, $5.7 billion in transaction occurred. Could you imagine recycling those dollars in your communities? That is not counting restaurants and wateries. When you add that, we're talking about $14.7 billion in one day's transaction for small business. So this is huge.
I wanted to ask David, because you're with the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. It's the suburbs. But a lot of people think traditionally small business, mom and pop. They think cities. Are small businesses big in the suburbs from your experience? And I would imagine they aren't always brick and mortar places.
So the Prince George's Chamber of Commerce has approximately 500 members. Of those 500 members, 65% represent businesses like Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they are members of the Chamber of Commerce is because they begin to network with people like them and also do business with people like them. And so, yes, I mean, it is as attractive in so-called suburbia as it is in urban areas because it creates jobs, it creates monies floating in the community, and it's important because those businesses, to the extent that they are sustainable, then those are jobs that people rely on. They begin to work inside of their community, which allows them to participate in community affairs. As a personal note and somewhat shameless plug, my wife owns Shortcake Bakery, so this is personal for me. And I can tell you that in my experience in her bakery, you could see a major difference on Small Business Saturday than you might see even on other days.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about small businesses as well as Small Business Saturday, which is tomorrow, a time that is promoted for spenders to get out and hit those small businesses, mom and pop, sister and brother. And not all of those businesses are on the street. Sometimes they are online. And certainly during the course of this conversation, if you're interested in starting your own small business, there are some resources sitting right here at the table. And we're going to get into that in just a bit. But if you want to talk about this conversation, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Mike, calling from Southeast. Thanks for calling, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for all the services that you've done for the community over the years.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And I'm a huge believer in supporting the black businesses or any small businesses because they are the foundation that this country was built on. So I do believe that it's very important to do that. And one day I hope to have a business myself. Mm-hmm. But because of the things that's going on right now, you know, I'm boycotting all of it this year. Because of a lot of the social justice issues that's going on right now, and you got our people still being treated less than human. And when you go give these businesses your money, especially these white businesses, like they all cheers and now and then when it's all done, mm-hmm. I'm still going to be looked at like I'm getting ready to rob their store, mm-hmm. or I'm going to still be treated less than human.
Well, Mike, let me see if at least David can address that, because I think it's an interesting point. So I appreciate your phone call. You know, David, there has been a lot of talk about, you know, protests. We've seen it in Chicago and the like. But as a person who promotes business, business, particularly in a predominantly African-American community. How do you balance those questions about, you know, spending versus social justice, particularly when I'm sure there are a lot of black business people at the chamber?
So what I would say to that is, and I completely understand the feelings of the call in, Mike, thank you for calling in. I would offer a counter argument. And the counter argument that I would offer is that to the extent that you then spend your money in your community, then that helps then support the values of your community, right? So, again, I'll point to Lee's Flower Shop. When you support Lee's Flower Shop, I imagine, and Stacey can speak to this on her own, the 10 employees that she has are people from the community.
Yes.
They're connected to the flower shop in a way that a large conglomerate flower shop is not spending money in the community. Mm-hmm. So the counter argument I would say, and I would say support small business, because small business supports you, and those monies then travel within the community. And so when you give to the schools and philanthropy and to the Boys and Girls Clubs and all that, that happens because you have small business in your community.
Stacey, you wanted to make a comment?
No, I just wanted to agree with what David was saying about that. That's certainly true. All of the folks in our employees are from D.C. They're from the community, and we, you know, they're making a living at our flower shop.
And those folks who are in the fringes sometimes of not being able to get jobs, so the reentry community and those who haven't graduated from high school or what have you, it's small business who takes that on and says, you know what, I'm willing to take a risk on this person and teach them something about business that the large conglomerates don't do at the level that small business does.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Eugene, real quick, I only have a minute before the break, but I want you to get this information out, at least get the contact information for SBA resources, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about what those resources are, but I want people to definitely hear this.
Yes. Well, SBA has 68 district offices across the country, and you could reach that by going online to SBA, www.sba.gov, type in your zip code, and it'll direct you to the local district director office. In addition to that, we have the small business development centers across the country, one here at Howard University. And we're hooked up with over 26,000 counselors and trainers to help anyone start, expand, explore business, or even going into the international market.
Thank you for that. That's SBA.gov. That's SBA.gov. We have more resources that we're going to be talking about during the course of this conversation, but I need to take a break. If you were on the phone, Samara calling from Ohio, Andre calling from Northeast D.C., please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and I will be picking up your call in just a few seconds. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of these interesting pieces of information for small businesses. We'll be back in just a bit. Stay with us.